Will Australia have to rationalise care on the basis of age? Reports indicate that it's happening in Italy, as we reported last week in response to the coronavirus rising hugely there. Planning is underway to double Australia's intensive care beds to at least 4,000 to avoid such terrible dilemmas. But many experts warn that unless the infection curve is flattened, we could need many more than that. Annie Guest reports.
It was widely believed coronavirus was only a serious risk for the elderly and those with multiple diseases. But physician and ABC Health reporter Norman Swan says it was a myth.
It turns out that there are plenty of people dying in their 30s and 40s in Italy and China. And those young people have no obvious risk factors for serious disease or death. It's actually quite scary. And you're getting these heart-rending stories, particularly from Italy, where if you're 60 years old, you're put in the corner to die because the intensive care beds are filled with 30 and 40-year-olds.
An Italian intensive care doctor has told the UK's independent newspaper that clinicians in Lombardy are prioritising treatment for those under 65 years of age when they have other medical conditions. In Australia, Norman Swan is urging a more severe shutdown of society, including possibly closing schools now with the hope they'll ultimately be reopened sooner. He also wants more research funding for coronavirus.
What's going to happen there is that if we lose the plot now, then intensive care units all over the country will be swamped and they'll be making a decision. I've got a 40-year-old and I've got a 60-year-old. They've both got kids, but I'm going to choose the 40-year-old. That's what's going to happen. Difficult decisions. The 60-year-old gets put in the corner to die.
The president of the Australian and New Zealand Intensive Care Society is Dr. Anthony Holley.
Every physician, every intensivist, every critical care nurse would be concerned, and that's why we're working so terribly hard to prevent getting to that rationing stage. And I think if we are able to contain and flatten the curve through careful measures and planning, and that planning involves doubling the beds, and when you say potentially, 20,000 patients requiring beds, if we can flatten that curve, they won't all need those beds.
That means Australia's ICU beds would double from 2,000 to about 4,000. The plan is to cancel elective surgery where possible and use operating theatres as ICU wards. Dr. Holley again.
We're looking very hard at how we could change the way we work, potentially using one critical care nurse with one ward nurse to provide care across a number of patients as opposed to the 1-to-1 ratio that we traditionally require in intensive care. So I think the way we would have to achieve this is by modification of our work models.
And how confident are you that that curve can be flattened so that we don't go over the doubling to 4,000 or so intensive care beds being filled and that there's not many more required?
Sonny, I think that the question here is that it is every single Australian's duty to flatten that curve. The moment we start taking shortcuts and cutting corners, we are running the risk of having a surge.
The president of the Australian and New Zealand Intensive Care Society, Dr. Anthony Holley, with our reporter Annie Guest.